day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Diana Frizzle, who is the co-chair of the Publicity Committee for Brome Fair, who is going to be speaking to us about Brome Fair 2022 after a two-year hiatus. So, Diana, thank you so much for being here with me today. It's been 2 years since, you know, we haven't had our big bad Brome Fair, so how does it feel to be back?
It feels great. And nerve-wracking, and a whole bunch of things all rolled up into one.
And how long has the board and the committee been planning for 2022?
Since last year, just like when they decided not to have 2021, because it wasn't, we could have had something, but the extra work and the no benefit really, and all the variants and whatever of COVID being in everybody's mind, they just stopped it too. Opt out and then start thinking about 2022.
So it's been in the back of your minds for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any collaborators helping you out in making this fair possible this year?
Well, always is MAPAC,
okay,
which is the Minister of Agriculture. And we always have some sponsors. I don't know who all of them are yet, but there's always Canadian Heritage and MAPAC, and then there's often others, as in machinery dealers or...
And like local businesses.
Local businesses and stuff like that. And we have varying degrees of sponsorship.
Okay. And what can people look forward to this year in terms of traditions? I know that Brome Fair has various traditions that people are always, you know, they're ready to get there.
Well, we're going to have the horse pull, as usual, on Friday nights. And we had the demolition derby. We had it years and years ago, and then we didn't have it for a while, and we had it back last year because the horse racing wasn't possible. So, and it was popular. It's noisy, but it's popular. It's a short-lived thing. So they are coming back again this year.
And are you going to be doing the tractor pull? I know that that's a huge event that people look forward to.
I think that's involved, like the big trucks are they call tractors. So I think it's just all in the truck pull. It ranges from pickup trucks up to big semis.
Okay. And are you going to have the normal, the barns full of cows, horses that people can do the tour of, all these things that I remember have been at the fair since I was a little girl?
The competitions are going to be returning this year along with the regular classes.
Okay.
So like the big competitions, the provincial competitions will be returning. There was goats and sheep and horses on halter were provincial shows. And then the dairy provincial show is in St. Hyacinth. Anyway, they're back, and we're hoping to fill the horticulture and the handicraft and all that stuff, although horticulture may be difficult with the way the weather's going.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. Basically, we're putting on Brome Fair as we always have. Midway.
Rides. Adults and children rides.
Yes. And big parade, which is always a big pull on Sunday. And now the number of people in the barns for the competitions, that is yet to be seen. If not, like if some areas are weak, they will have like demonstrations. Like pigs are not allowed to show anymore because of some disease.
I know that something that a lot of people look forward to are the competitions and contests that you have for the arts and crafts and maple syrup. Is this something that's going to be brought back this year as well?
Oh, absolutely. And that should be the handicraft stuff should be immense. We've had 2 years to prepare instead of just one or even three, I suppose you could call it, from the last fair.
I know that people have to like register and apply for that, right? Is there like a date that they have to?
August 10th.
Okay. And is there anything new that you guys are bringing into the fair this year?
I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure because some things weren't locked down yet. Like, because we were still a little cautious and some things were locked down, but some things weren't. The entertainment committee is basically the ones that decide on that. Some things have happened, even though there was no fair. There was some work done on the grandstand, and there'll be some things evident there where, you know, even though there was no fair, the buildings and grounds people have done work.
to prepare for the next
to improve
days.
And maintain the fairgrounds. So it's a lot easier to do without 50,000 people there.
And I wanted to ask you as well, are you able to give us a little inside scoop on the entertainment for this year? I know that people are always looking forward to the big show that usually happens on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
It's called Rainwater Whiskey. That's the name of the band. Yeah, at 8 p.m. on Sunday. The small stage will be... it's booked solid with local entertainment. I'm not just sure who. Okay. I don't have the list yet.
Okay.
But like in the past.
So I know that you had pre-sales as well. And do you know how many tickets you have sold so far?
In the pre-sale thing online, there was over 1,000. And they're very happy with that.
And do you have an idea as to how many people you're expecting this year around?
We're hoping to have the usual, which is somewhere around 35,000.
Okay. So expecting a big crowd.
Well, they don't all come at once, fortunately.
One of my last questions for you was, are there going to be any regulations or sanitary measures set in place that people will have to follow when they go to the fair this year?
That will be determined by the government and COVID. As of right now, we just follow the government regulations. And we have sanitary hand wash things all throughout the fair anyway, because it's always been recommended when people are around animals that they wash their hands. As far as masks or anything like that, we have no idea, but I don't think they'll ever go back to masks.
Okay.
There's enough people vaccinated, and if people aren't comfortable, they can wear their masks, and if they, like it is now.
If people want to buy their tickets, are you able to give us an idea as to how much they are for a weekend pass and a day pass?
Yes, well, this year they have a different price for online sales versus coming through the gate. So, if you want a four-day pass, it's $60. That's the same, I think, both places. But a one-day pass, a Friday night pass, is $15 online, $20 at the gate.
Okay.
Seniors is Friday also. And that is $10 in both. Saturday, Sunday, Monday is $20 online, $25 at the gate. And the family pass, which includes two adults and two children under 12, is $65.
Okay, for the entire weekend or just for one day?
That's for one day. The four-day pass includes parking, as it has in the past.
Okay, perfect. And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about either the programming, the activities that people can look forward to that you think would be great for them to know about.
Well, one of my pet parts of the fair is the 4-H or the young farmers. And that is, if we don't encourage our young people, there will not be a fair because they are the future.
Mm-hmm.
So please come and support them. And they're on Monday. They do a judging competition on Sunday after the parade where they are the judges of different classes of animals. That might be a beef class and a dairy class or a sheep. And then they have to judge it and give their reasons. So that's kind of fun to watch. The Youth Talent Show is on again this year and the small stage on Saturday afternoon. And anybody that would like to get involved just needs to contact. We always are looking for volunteers. There's about, I would say, close to 200 volunteers that takes to run the fair.
Wow.
So we're always looking for more. Some of us get older and can't do what we used to do. One of the things that was fairly new before we stopped was the acoustic corner, as they called it, which was down by the horse barns,
okay. Which
was a small stage down there so that you didn't have to walk all the way up to the frizzle stage by the main gate to have entertainment. So they have spread their entertainment out a little more. And that is also local entertainment. And they have a beer stand there at that end, too.
That was something I didn't ask you about, was the food. Are you going to be having, derbies and the blooming onion? Is this something that's going to be back this year?
I can't tell you exactly which ones are going to be there, but I know that they're eager to come back. They've done a survey of all the kiosk people that set up there, and they're eager to be back.
Well, and I'm sure you're eager to welcome people, right?
Absolutely. It's all the fun of fair. Fair food and good music and good rides, if you are so inclined, and good memories year after year.
And if people are looking for information as to what's taking place on one day, on what day, should they refer to your website?
Yes, www.bromfair.com.
Well, thank you so much, Diane. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.